This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korea's leader threatens the U.S. after watching a powerful missile test. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North says leader Kim Jong-un has vowed more offensive actions to repel what he calls U.S.-led threats after watching the third test of his country's most advanced long-range missile. The Korean Central News Agency says the North test-launched the solid-fueled Hwasong-18 missile, designed to strike the mainland U.S. Its built-in solid propellant makes it harder for outsiders to detect its launches than liquid-fueled missiles. Kim's statement suggests he's confident in his growing missile arsenal and will likely continue weapons testing activities ahead of next year's presidential election in the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Pentagon announces a new international mission to counter attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. In remarks, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says all nations have the right to sail in international waters.
That foundational global right is under new threat today from the totally unacceptable attacks on merchant vessels by the Houthis in Yemen. That's endangering our common prosperity and the lives of innocent mariners.
A magnitude 6.2 earthquake has struck one of China's poorest regions, killing at least 127 people, injuring hundreds, and bringing down mud houses in remote villages. Chinese state media arriving at one of the worst-hit areas in China's northwestern Gansu province found many houses were either at risk of collapse or had already crumbled to the ground. This